the space with your genius. In Jesus' name. Amen. Doesn't that feel better? Give yourself permission to write iffy first drafts. I did. And it's so much fun. In fact, it's like I can get, those are the times I bump into his pleasure. I figured out that I have two hats that I wear. When I sit and I'm in that place where I'm doing my first drafts and I'm just writing and I just write and write and I might stare off at the sky or I'm just working along, you know. I feel sorry for the person who walks in front of me at the time because it looks, you know, they're like, that guy, what's wrong with that guy? You know, a little drool. But that's why I do it mostly at home. But the thing is, I just write, and it's terrible. It's terrible. Anne Lamott says, when you write your iffy first draft, you'll go to bed that night afraid that you will die, and someone will find it and think that this is what you can do. She says, don't worry about that. Don't worry. Put that in a folder that says iffy first drafts if you have to. But trust yourself. Go for it. Get it out. Just get it on the page. Blah, 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 blah. Spaghetti on the wall. Just there it is. Then I put on my second hat. My second hat, it appeals to my training because the compliance person in me comes out. And I get to come out, and that's when I get to get my thesaurus out and just play with words and ideas and like, oh, that should be up here, or oh, that really stinks. I'm going to get rid of that. And, you know, and just tinker with the product and just sharpen it and hone it and raise it. But don't mix those together. Perfectionism will get in and corrupt it. Just keep those two things apart. The rage, the fury of just throwing it on a page, let that happen. And let it happen for days. As long as it's flowing, go for it. And then later come back and you can adjust and tune and hone and I love that part. It's where we get to polish it, adjust it, and make it beautiful and amazing. Because we want to put out work that makes the world jealous, right? You know that it's in the Bible. It's Malachi 3. It's called an evangelism of jealousy. Malachi 3 says that the nations will call you blessed. The nations, that means the unbelievers, will go, wow, you have got something going on. How do you do that? How do I get that? It's an evangelism of jealousy. And this is our portion, and we get to do this. But that means that our writing has to be excellent. The word is yatir. It needs to jut above.